out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, the 19th of October, 2018, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I've got a bit of a shocking story to begin with today, and it's actually a phenomenon that's been observed quite a lot over in America. It happens quite regularly, but it really doesn't happen that much over here in Britain. What I'm actually talking about is when swarms of black teenagers descend on a store somewhere or a gas station, a supermarket, and just the sheer numbers of them overwhelm the staff, and they steal whatever they like, and they basically just loot and rampage, and then they disappear into the night. And this has happened over here. It's starting to happen over here now in Britain. And this particular incident happened in Islington, which is in London. Riot police and helicopters respond to terrifying mob of up to 100 looting black juveniles in Stroud Green, is the headline. Riot cops were called when up to 100 of the savages looted cheap sweets from a supermarket off Crouch Hill and threw missiles at cars in the early hours of Sunday morning. Now, if you actually watch the video of this, you can see them descending on the place and running out with the sweets. And it really did remind me of when you see a troop of monkeys descending upon a marketplace and just grabbing all the fruit. I mean, this is something that often happens in places that have monkeys, particularly in places like India. You may have seen it. And it was exactly the same with these Negroes. They're just grabbing whatever they can and then running off. And it really is exactly the same as a troop of monkeys doing it. I mean, there's other instances when you can see Negroes appear to be just like apes. When you see them, when they're holding their mobile phones up to their ears and they're walking along and they sort of look from right to left and right to left and right to left. It's just like gorillas do in the jungle. They look from side to side and then they sort of move on. Very strange phenomenon, but it does show you these links. They are very primate-like. Continuing with this article here, a large group of them ran into the budget supermarket in Japan Crescent and stole packets of Buzz sweets and other items. The first police responders were overwhelmed and outnumbered by the mob. They had to call in the riot squad and helicopter support. Well, why would they be outnumbered? Well, they're outnumbered because they haven't got enough police, and the priorities for the police now are policing what people say on Facebook and Twitter. They are more interested in becoming sheriffs of political correctness rather than actually preventing or solving crimes that take place on the streets. As we heard from this, there hasn't even been any arrests for this. CCTV footage shows teenagers hurling bottles and eggs at the building. Some kids kicked the glass shop front while workers tried to bar the door. Shadil Saeed, there's a nice English name, who owns the shop, told the Gazette it was like the London riots. This area needs to be looked after better. There is too much trouble here. They were throwing bottles and eggs and something hit my staff on the hand. It's such a shame for the area. I know they were teenagers, but you can't do that. It was scary. Well, the reason why this is happening in the area is because the area is non-white. Every one of the savages that did this was black. And obviously, the guy that owns the shop is non-white. I mean, they're his people, basically. They are his people that have done this. He's brought this over with him from wherever he's come from, and he's brought these people with him, and this is what they do, whether they're black, whether they're non-white. As soon as they come to these white Western countries and they realize that it's just expected of people to obey the law and that they aren't actually going to be policed, they will do whatever they can get away with, and they will riot like this. And we will see more and more of this. It used to be that we would just see a huge riot, like the London riots. Now we've got swarms of these Negroes that are just robbing whatever they can get. And they're juveniles as well. They're not fully adult. They're juveniles that are doing this. Shadell estimated there were between 60 and 100 kids involved in the incident, a figure echoed by police. Sophie Bolton, who lives in a flat above the shop, was at home with her boyfriend when the commotion occurred. She said there were hordes of teens lobbing things at the shop, which they had clearly stolen. I mean, why have they done this? They haven't done this to make money or anything. They haven't stolen some goods to make a profit from them. This is just vandalism. This is just sheer monkey vandalism. Just mob mentality. Let's all descend on the shop and steal sweets and throw things around. It really is monkey behavior. She said, it was shocking. I felt like we were watching for a long time without anything happening. So we called the police. Sophie said two police cars arrived soon after, but by that time, the boys had ceased from pillaging the shop. She said it was frustrating to see that some of the juveniles were still standing on the other side of the road while the police were none the wiser. So the perpetrators of this were still there, and the police just either couldn't do anything or didn't do anything. Sophie said there were also some females in the group who stood around eating the sweets. She said the most shocking thing was the sheer volume. There were loads of them. It was horrible. I mean, literally, just like a pack of dogs or a troop of monkeys just descending on the place. It really is animal-like. I mean, possibly even a swarm of locusts. Perhaps that would be an apt description of them. I mean, they are parasites, after all. Alison Bukhari, another nice English name there, of Stapleton Hall Road, said cops were too slow to respond to the outbreak of mass antisocial behaviour. We were holed up in our house for about 2 hours, she said. 2 hours before the police got there. We were too scared to open the windows or leave. The young Negroes ran up and down Stapleton Hall Road, hurling rubbish and pulling bins into the road, terrifying the worker at the garage, setting fireworks off up and down the street, turning over motorbikes, kicking them in, and eventually smashing the window of our car. It's just mindless violence. Just destroying things. That's what Negroes do. They destroy things. You know, they have a reputation for setting fire to things as well. And they're very lucky that the place wasn't actually burned down. That's the usual behaviour, is to burn down the places that they live in. Alison believes the whole incident needs further investigation, including a probe into the police response. She said, we called the police, who said they would come within 10 minutes, but an unmarked car drove by, hovered by our car, and then drove on. So the police didn't even do anything when they did get there. They just drove off. When we reported the incident the next day, they insisted that 8 units had attended the scene, but no one got out of their cars. I mean, this is a bit like when you're on safari, isn't it? And you're in a car and you're told, whatever you do, don't get out of the car, don't wind down the windows or the animals will get you. And that's exactly what has gone on here. The police couldn't get out of their cars because the animals would get them. Every time the police drove through the crowds, the Negroes were emboldened to do even more, and they became even more violent. So it just encouraged them, really. Alison said her car was only saved when she called the Automobile Association, who then towed it to safety. I mean, that is bizarre, isn't it? The Automobile Association, they're brave enough to go there and remove the vehicle to safety, but the police haven't got the courage to get out of their cars and deal with a troop of juvenile Negroes. I mean, you're talking 15, 16-year-olds, basically, with no discipline whatsoever. She added the whole riot went on for about 2 hours. finally dispersing at about 1:30 a.m. And as I say, this often happens in America, and it's really just the sheer force of numbers of these kids that the shopkeepers are completely unable to deal with. And they're just mob-handed, grab everything they can from in the shop. And this is just what happens when you have a country that's full of Negroes. When you have a multicultural country, you have to expect things like this happening. It would never happen with white kids. There isn't one white face on the video of this. It's typical Negro behavior. She said it was terrifying, but the most worrying thing was the police response. She claims her street is still plastered in white paint, which members of the crowd allegedly threw. We still have glass outside our house, she said, and broken rubbish bins strewn around. Perhaps they thought it was the Notting Hill Carnival. I mean, that's what that's all about, isn't it? Throwing paint around. This just seems to be a Negro tradition of throwing paint around for some reason. A Metropolitan Police spokesperson said police were called at about 10:30 p.m. on Saturday to reports of antisocial behaviour around Stapleton Hall Road. Officers attended and found a group of around 50 to 100 young people. I mean, how can you describe these creatures as people? But they do. Young people throwing items, including fireworks, at vehicles and properties in the area. Due to the large crowd, additional police resources from the Territorial Support Group were requested. Those officers were en route to assist, but were not required, as the presence of the police helicopter quickly dispersed the group. I mean, how much did this cost to bring out a police helicopter for this? At this stage, no arrests have been made, and extensive inquiries, including gathering of CCTV, continue to establish the identity of those involved. No one is believed to have been injured. Witnesses are asked to call 101 with reference number 9051 of October the 13th. And they won't find any of them either. I mean, blacks are notorious for not being able to tell the difference between them. They all look very, very similar. How are they going to find any of these kids for doing this? They know they're going to get away with it. They know that only 5% of crimes are even investigated now. 95% that the police don't deal with. They know that this is petty crime. So why not? Why not do it? I mean, the same as that Somalian that was asked, why did he rape the white woman? Well, why not? That's the way they look at this. Why not? It's just a game to them to riot and behave like this. They behave like animals because they are animals. And, you know, one of the really ridiculous things about this is this idea that they are the same as white people and we should be trying to civilize them. And it's not put as if we're trying to civilize them. We're supposed to be paying for our crimes against them. And it really is a crime, actually, that we taught them how to read and write, how to put clothes on, built roads and gave them technology in their countries, gave them libraries, gave them hospitals, taught them civilization, gave them medicine. You know, we're still feeding them, clothing them, finding water for them in Africa and paying for them to have welfare over here. That's our crimes that we've carried out, not so-called racism. But the latest thing that we're being attacked for is not having enough Negroes in our history lessons. Well, why would we have Negroes in our history lessons when Negroes have only been in Britain for the last 50 years? Of course they're not going to be in our history lessons. But apparently there's a new report out, and I've got this from the Daily Mail. History lessons are too Eurocentric and should have less time devoted to slavery, as it puts black children off the subject, a new report has claimed. Well, why do they think slavery is actually put into the history lessons? It's put in there to try and cause white people to feel guilty. That's why the stories about slavery are put in there. I doubt that they even make it clear that slavery was actually the blacks selling other blacks to other blacks, basically, and Arabs. It wasn't white people snatching these poor, noble savages from Africa. It was Negroes selling other Negroes. And apparently they don't want to have as much time devoted to slavery in history. They clearly haven't thought about the other reason for this history. One reason is to lie to blacks and to encourage them to think that they actually have a history. And the other reason is to give white people guilt. So they've got to find something that the Negroes did in the past. So what they do is they say, well, white people turn them into slaves. But this idea of making up a history for Negroes, that goes back about a century. You can find the information about it. It was discussed in America that they would have to actually make up a history for Negroes. And the idea of it was to try and give them some self-confidence, because they thought if we give them a load of lies about them having civilizations in Africa, then they will feel inspired to build their own civilizations now. They'll be inspired to learn about history because it's about them. And this now feeds into this idea that they're going to pretend that we've had Negroes in Britain or Negroes in Europe going back thousands of years. I've already seen it. I mean, we have reports of kings coming over to Britain from Africa, and they were Vandal kings, they were white, and they're now teaching the kids at school that they were actually black, simply because they came from Africa. So they must be black if they came from Africa. Never mind the cities of Carthage and the whites that were in Egypt, and in fact the entire white civilization that started out in Egypt before it fell apart due to mongrelization. All of this is now being taught to children that it was a Negro civilization. But what we actually see, what we see in here with our eyes and ears, is, you know, just what we saw in that last story, with them all descending on a shop like monkeys and stealing everything and throwing things around just for the hell of doing it. They're not civilization builders. They are civilization wreckers. Now, this report was titled Race, Ethnicity and Equality in UK History. And there is nothing about race in UK history. I mean, it was all white people. Ethnicity in UK history. Well, we had the Scottish, the Welsh, the English and the Irish. And they were all white. Before then, we had the Britons, the Romans, the Saxons, the Angles, the Danes and the Normans. And again, though, they were all white. Every single one of them was white. And equality in UK history. We've always been equal because we are white. Some people in society have been worth more than others because of their contribution to society, of course. That's all there is to know about UK history. It has nothing to do with Negroes. But obviously, this report is not going to be talked about things like that. A report entitled Race, Ethnicity and Equality in UK History is quite clearly going to be making stuff up to try and insert Negroes into our history. The report says, it is important that the history of race and ethnicity is integrated fully into the curriculum rather than being relegated to a dedicated session or course. So instead of having separate studies into this, they're going to be forcing it into normal history in order to brainwash the students into believing that Britain has always been multicultural. The aim of the report was to try and identify why the number of history students from black and minority ethnic background lags behind the national average of other courses in universities. Well, why would Negroes want to be learning the history of somebody else? You know, this is the point. This is why they made this stuff up. Negroes why can't we just teach them that they are Negroes? And they will always be Negroes. Why do we have to pretend that they can be white people when they're not? The report claims that 89% of history and philosophy students are white, in comparison to 77.3% of all students. Perhaps that could be because there's never ever been any black philosophers. Maybe that's why you don't get black philosophy students, because there are no black philosophers, because it's actually impossible for them to think about abstract concepts such as philosophy, and any black students there are that are studying it are just repeating what they've been told without actually understanding any of it. They wouldn't be capable of philosophizing for themselves. They're just capable of repeating what they've been taught. They just ape the white people. And it's the same with history. Why would they be studying history? No Negro ever in the whole history of Africa ever recorded the history of his tribe. They never had a written language. They couldn't write it down. They couldn't have his story. The Negro story is, there isn't one, is there? It's just got up that morning, dug around in the dirt for something to eat, got to the night time, danced around the fire, raped a woman or two, went to bed, and the next day it's exactly the same again, and it's all completely forgotten at the end of the day. They do not have the ability to think in abstract terms. That's proved by the limitation of the words that they have in their language, and that's why they were never capable of doing things like inventing the wheel, inventing seaworthy boats, inventing the idea of writing. These things never occurred to them because it is not possible for them to occur to them because they're not like us. Teachers have been encouraged to include black and minority ethnic authors in their reading lists as it may help to reduce barriers for students. Well, what black authors of history are there? There can't have been any going back past the last 100 years. There wouldn't be any black authors of history because they didn't know how to read or write. The only blacks there were the freed slaves in America. I mean, just what history is it that they are going to be writing about? It wouldn't surprise me if they even faked some books and pretended that they were actually written 150 years ago. That's probably going to be the next stage in this craziness. The Royal Historical Society polled 700 members for the report and found 86% of respondents were broadcasting their curriculum beyond Britain and Europe. I'm not quite sure what they mean by that. They are actually talking about what happens outside Britain and Europe, the exciting history of the Aborigine in Australia, the mind-blowing history of the cannibals of the Sudan, maybe. It's just nonsense, isn't it? Universities Minister Sam Gyimsa said higher education authorities should be cautious about phasing out subjects simply because they were unpopular with students. He added that students should challenge ideas as part of the process of learning. Well, of course, this is what's going on here, isn't it? I mean, blacks are being told that they should be challenging everything about white people and claiming that everything is the patriarchy and everything is racism. And it's all white privilege that is keeping them down. So blacks are being taught to challenge ideas. Whites are being told that we should be having safe spaces and we shouldn't actually be discussing anything that could hurt somebody's feelings, and never mind if it's a fact or not. So there's a difference in the way whites and blacks are being taught anyway. But I've got one final news story here. It's a bit of a sad news story, really. And this says taken place over in Greece on the island of Lesbos. Residents on the Greek island of Lesbos have reacted with anger to the destruction of a large stone cross by actors unknown, just weeks after an open borders backing NGO demanded its removal on the basis that it promoted hate against migrants. Never mind the fact that Pope Francis is calling for more immigration, calling for the breakdown of all countries' borders. Apparently the cross promotes hatred against migrants. Well, perhaps they actually know more than most of the Judeo-Christians do. You know, obviously, as you listeners know, I firmly believe in Christian identity, and I do believe that Christianity is racially exclusive. But mainstream Christianity certainly isn't. So this can really just be Muslims that don't like the cross, and Jews that don't like the cross. But somebody has smashed this cross up on the Greece island. And don't forget, you know, you have the Greek Orthodox Church. I mean, that is Christ and the disciples. They were all speaking Greek. They were culturally Greek. That is Greek history there that's being smashed up. It is part of the national identity of that country that is being smashed up here. Coexistence and Communication in the Aegean, that's the name of the NGO, had filed a request with authorities to get the beachside cross taken down last month, citing the inappropriateness of there being a religious symbol near swimmers, as well as claiming that the Christian symbol had been turned into a tool of aspiring crusaders. It is claimed. If people don't want to see that, don't swim near it. Why are there all these invaders in that, in Lesbos anyway? Why have they turned it into a refugee camp that frightens off the tourists? So the residents of Lesbos don't want them there, and yet they're being asked to change their customs and traditions to fit in around these invaders. Residents discovered on Monday that at some point during the night, the cross had been destroyed, reports Greek daily newspaper Tarnaya. Local interest outlet Lesbos News claims it has been inundated with messages and phone calls from locals wanting to raise money to erect a new cross in the old one's place on Apelli Beach, under the fortress of Mytilene, who said they hoped to see intervention on the issue from the Greek Orthodox Church. I mean, this is an attack on the very Greek identity, smashing up this cross, as well as an attack against Christianity, of course. In its letter to the island's harbour minister and mayor, reproduced by Greek news website Newsbeast, the Coexistence NGO had claimed that the unsightly cross was erected as a symbol of racism and intolerance intended to prevent migrants from using the beach. I think that cross has been there a lot longer than any of these invaders trying to break in. Just the audacity of this group to call themselves Coexistence, and then they call for Christian existence to be wiped out. We must wipe out the Christian existence in order to coexist with everyone else. This is just it with Islam, isn't it? They must destroy everything else, and then we can coexist together. If we all become Muslims, then we can coexist together and we'll live in a happy utopia. And also if we all race mix, of course, and turn the whole race into bastards, then we'll have our multicultural utopia and we'll all be able to coexist. That's what's being pushed. I'm just really pleased that the actual residents of Lesbos have fought back against this. Greek news portal Sky said there has been a strong protest from Lesbos residents over the destruction of the cross, and they are reporting that plans for its reconstruction are already underway. So they're sticking two fingers up to this Coexistence NGO, and they are replacing the cross. Good on the people from Lesbos. Well, we're reaching the end of the podcast today. Next week, there will be some repeats of Aryan narrations because I have some other matters that I need to be attending to, but the Daily Nationalist will be back the following week. So thank you very much for listening today. I hope you all have a great weekend. God bless, and hail victory. We'll be right back.